You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Governor Jerry Brown has been holding a series of press conferences over the past week regarding California's major wildfires. Here are edited portions of Governor Brown's press conference at the California Office of Emergency Services.
Governor Brown, has California done enough, particularly on the public notification side and the prevention side?
They say that we're notifying people more and more through the 911 reverse operation, through going door to door. I think the people in Redding and the surrounding area have worked very hard to get people out of the fire. But, you know, we're not in a perfect world. The world has its complexity and its uncertainty. And we're living with an uncertainty and trying to do the best we can. And I think the people in the front lines are very amazing. The fact the firefighters wear all that protective gear and they work in the heat, it's just amazing that they're able, what they do. So I'm very appreciative to that. And we'll continue to refine, we meaning local and state and federal safety personnel, will continue improving as best they can. But no one expected a fire tornado, according to our fire chief here. No one ever knew about that. So we're getting new phenomenon, and that new phenomenon is we're in a new climate weather era. And so we have to learn. And yes, if we knew everything we're going to know in 5 years, we'd maybe have a different warning system. But we're learning as we go.
CARB hasn't been taking into account greenhouse gas emissions from fire. Do you think it ought to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They've taken into account. It is being taken into account. Mother Nature is taken into account, so CARB might as well record that fact with particularity.
You were governor in the 1970s, governor now. We understand climate change, we understand that, but in terms of fire, wildfires, and their impact on towns and communities, what is the biggest change you've seen between the time you were governor in the 70s and now?
The biggest change is the fire season lasts so much longer and the fires are so much bigger. That's it in a nutshell.
A quick fire question. Who have you personally spoken to in the Trump administration? Cabinet secretaries, White House?
Yeah, the Homeland Security person.
Secretary Nielsen?
Yeah, she's talked. I've talked with her last week.
And how do you feel that conversation has been going?
It's always very pleasant when I talk with her. She's a very congenial interlocutor. And seems to be, I think she's very concerned. I mean, they are reaching out.
Is there a message for cities and towns like Santa Rosa from last year who aren't expecting necessarily to have these dramatic impacts from fires? What do you tell them? Should everyone be ready? Should everyone have a plan?
Everyone should be ready and everybody should have a plan.
How do they go about that? What does that even look like?
Well, I asked Mr. Pimlott just half an hour ago, did anybody anticipate this fire tornado? And his answer was no. So we're still learning. And it just depends upon how cautious you want to be. I'm personally building a home that's just about complete, not that far from the fire zone. So I asked myself, is this thing going to burn down? And that's certainly a very high possibility. So yeah, I'm going to be on the alert, and everybody else better be on the alert. And if you're building in these areas, many will burn down at some point.
Governor, a lot of people are hearing you say that they're seeing the footage of entire neighborhoods burned down, and people are understandably very scared. What do you have to say to the people of California?
Well, we have a lot of good firefighters. We have people from adjoining states. We have the National Guard. We have 3,000 inmates doing their best. So, but you have to, each one has to be very careful. I mean, nature is not just some toy for the capitalist system. It's a real underlying reality that we have to understand and respond to, rather than think that because we're a very rich part of the world that we get whatever we want. No, we don't get what we want, and there's a lot of uncertainty, and we have to get used to that.
Any plans to visit fire scenes?
Yeah,
fire victims?
Not any plans this morning, but we're definitely have considered it, and this is our first step. I don't like to go to places where they're in the middle of firefighting just to look at people. I find that it's not always the most inspiring way to go.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.